The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Good morning, it's Friday. You got all of me, baby. Listen to this guy swing.
Come on, get all of me.
Best in the world right there, Francis Albert.
Can't you see I'm just a mess without you?
We are. We're a mess without you. We can't even go on. I wouldn't even think about going on without you. We are here for you. 6:06. It is Friday. It is January 4th on AM 970. We call ourselves The Answer. Not sure why, but we are The Answer. AM 970 with Alan, Frank, and Susie for Debbie. And great to have you here, and happy Friday. And I'm watching the whole thing down at the Congress yesterday, everybody getting sworn in. You know, first of all, good morning, and it's going to be a great Friday, and we wish you the best for the weekend. We'll get you off in the best way possible. We're taking the high road here. I think everything's going to be all right. I'm not going to let all of the noise tear us down. Onward and forward, as Pop used to say. But I have to tell you, I'm watching this. I'm enthralled by all the politicians getting sworn in yesterday. Mike Pence meeting, you know, they're all adversaries down there. It was the first time I've ever seen the chambers of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate full. It's the first time I've seen any politician show up. Why? Their families were down there. They were getting sworn in. They were taking selfies. I tweeted, take a quick look. It's not going to happen again. They're not going to show up again. They never do. It's like they just want to go down there. They're into a club. They're backslapping. They're saying, did you watch that yesterday? It made me. And by the way, again, I want to take a high road, but I was so like, this is an industry. Politics is an industry. I didn't feel there was one person in either chamber of Congress or the Senate, of the House of Representatives or the Senate, there was not one person down there for you or for me. Am I wrong? Not one person. And the only guy is like the president at the White House is trying to upset the apple cart. Oh, God forbid. And now they're screaming for impeachment. I mean, I was embarrassed, you know. And this with Nancy Pelosi, you know. And I know as an Italian-American, I'm supposed to say, yes, she's Italian, an Italian-American woman, Speaker of the House. This is great. And I tell you what, though, about Ms. Pelosi, like her or not, politics aside, man, she is tenacious. She, like her daughter said, you know, that was a terrible, terribly graphic description, I think her daughter said on one of the news networks, you know. She'll cut off your head and you won't know it until you bleed or something graphic and terrible like that. But she is tenacious. You have to wrestle that. It is that politics in D.C. It's vicious. It's mean. It's all special interest. She's tough, man. Nancy Pelosi's tough. You see her? down there. I'm looking at her. She's got her mouth thing going there with the gums, whatever she is. Kind of like old Gabby Hayes on Nancy Pelosi with that mouth thing going on. Whatever that is, man. I don't know, man. You go near that mouth, she will bite your head off. So I give. We want to congratulate, by the way, in a positive tone, Ms. Pelosi, and we wish you all the best. And hopefully now she'll deal with the president on this wall situation and border security now that she's in, and now she doesn't have to worry about campaigning for her to be speaker, because that's what it's all about down there. They're all campaigning for something. But as I saw everybody, and it was nice, and all the family was down there, and Nancy called all the children up there, and me and you, what are we doing? We are working our tails off. We are committing ourselves to responsibility, to work, to paying our taxes, to believing in this country, to hoping that this country continues on. And then you look at what's happening in Washington. It's a whole nother world. It's a bubble that they're in down there. They're jockeying. They're passing one gavel to the next gavel. Who's got this power, that power? How did we get here? When this country started, farmers and people who just didn't want to be politicians would go to the state capitol for a couple of days. Look, I got to go be a representative of the people. Watch the farm. Watch this. I'm going to Albany. I'm going to Trenton. You know, I'm going to go down to Washington, D.C., and I'll be back. This is just something we do should be like a volunteer work to represent the United States people, the people of the United States of America. It has become an overgrown, grotesque. You remember the movie The Blob? Remember The Blob? It's like The Blob. That's what the politics is like down there in Washington. It just keeps absorbing, you know, like one part of our society, then the next part of a society. Then it's all government, and this blob takes over everything, man. But it's got to be fed by tax dollar. So all of our taxes go up, and you and I keep working, hoping for the best. And the blob just keeps getting bigger and bigger from D.C. and in the state capitals. And so we invite and we elect a guy that we think is going to turn it upside down. And man, all they want to do is take him out. I didn't see one thing positive coming from not one politician down there said anything positive. We'd like to work together. It was snarky. It was smart alecky. It was, we're going to impeach him. One gal got so vicious, impeached. It's an appropriate radio show here this morning. I don't even want to tell you what one politician said. And they are just obsessed with taking down Donald Trump, and that's all it's about. But it really, did you feel the same way? Did you feel like icky and just kind of icky? See that word I could use in the morning? It was kind of icky. It was like I'm watching the politics and I'm going, oh my gosh, look at down there how they elect themselves. It was just inexcusable. And I want to tell you something. It makes, if for some reason, we've turned this into an industry down there. And I tell you what, you and I just got to continue on. We just got onward and forward. We got to just continue on what we believe in, because not one person down there was there for you or for me. It was inexcusable. It was nice. The president did a surprise presser yesterday. He went in to the White House press room with the heads of the union, you know, who represent the border patrol agents, you know, down there. And goodness gracious, it was a nice little speech. Of course, they criticized him because he didn't take questions. Will you please stop? Will you please stop? The president shows up. He says hi. He congratulates Nancy Pelosi. And of course, he's criticized for that. And then where do we go? Where do we go with the wall? How do you deal with the wall? What's going to happen with the wall? With the wall, if he holds strong to the wall and only the wall, the president, I mean, this is not, is government ever going to open? Then I had this idea that maybe the president just goes, okay, we're going to have to lop off a lot of federal employees, and we're going to have to fire a lot of people because this is going to go on and on, and except for essential employees in law enforcement, we're going to fire everybody, because you and I both know most of the jobs in Washington we could live without. This again, the blob, it gets bigger and bigger, and there's these jobs that these people don't do anything, and they get lifetime pension and welfare, and they're the lifers. They're the deep state, and they keep going and going. If you want to push this president, what's going to happen? He's going to say, okay, well, let's cut the budget. We'll cut the budget because you could see the U.S. national debt grew to $22 trillion under President Trump. Well, we got to cut it back. And would it be with the state workers that we're cutting, you know, that we're that are out of a job right now? So give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking, because we congratulate everybody being sworn in. It's an honor. You should not be celebrating on the floor of the Senate, in the chamber of the House of Representatives. You should not be celebrating. You should have a dour look on your face going, oh, now I'm down here. All right, let's get to work. That's the way it should be. Not celebrating, not taking selfies, not bringing your children in, not making this a party. This is not a party. This is we are in bad shape and we need help. And they're celebrating down there. And you and I, what did I do? Well, you know, you're watching TV when you can, when you don't have to go pick up the kids, when you don't have to go prep for your job that you have to do tomorrow. Yeah, and they're celebrating down there? Shouldn't you be? Do you want to really be down there? Who the heck would want to be in Washington, D.C.? Who the heck would want to be in Washington? Oh, get me started. Good morning. And it's all good. And it's a quarter after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. There's a lot going on, and we'll get into it. The big story, of course, today is the taco-eating squirrel. I mean, what am I going to tell you? That's like all over. That's good. It's egg roll. I thought it was a taco. I stand corrected. The video posted on social media featuring a squirrel in New York City eating a large egg roll. That has gone viral. The chubby rodent. Now, if I'm not squirrel, I'm offended immediately. They call the squirrel's just trying to live his life. And again, they're calling him the chubby rodent. If he sees this, he's going to be offended, this poor squirrel, sitting in a tree, munching down on the egg roll that's nearly as big as he is. Oh, my Lord. So there's a lot going on there. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, and we're going to get through all the stories. We're going to get through all China landing on the moon, which is really kind of unsettling. I saw Buzz Aldrin tweeted out something saying it's time to really, you know, take our space program and make a move toward Mars. This is Buzz Aldrin. Because we are indeed in a space race. And this is the local story big here is Governor Cuomo halting the shutdown of the L train. Did you see that? He said instead of shutting down service for 15 months, a new tunnel restoration project that's been used in Europe will be implemented. I thought he wasn't in charge of this. Didn't he always say, I'm not in charge of this? Cuomo said he made the decision after gathering a new panel of experts to review the proposed shutdown. The governor said service would not be stopped during renovations, which would be a phenomenal benefit to the people of New York. We'll get into that all morning. Hey, it's Joe and Frankie. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Albert, Joe. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy
morning,
Friday.
Joe.
It is Friday, guys. That's right. Friday, and Friday. There you go. That's the positive thing. Did you guys, if I can ask and put forth before we go to break, did you get bothered by the celebratory feel in the chambers of the House and the Senate yesterday, Frankie Five Boroughs? It was a celebration. Everybody was happy. It was like, wait, they're supposed to be working for us down there. What's with the celebration? I was just put off by that just a little bit, no?
Yeah, I see exactly why. And you're right. It should be public service. It's not supposed to be, let's elect
public
people.
Service. Thank you.
To go down there and have a big party. But look, I understand it. I mean, it's something, a Democratic majority is something that these folks have worked for a long time. And it's the culmination of in some cases, many years of work. So I can understand why they're excited.
I guess so. But it's like they should be working down there. The good news I heard that one of our favorite guys, former Senator Jim Webb, he may be for him to be Secretary of Defense. How cool would that be?
So, Joe, this was the first person that I tweeted the day that Mattis resigned the president should ask to serve. I hope and literally pray that this is the case. Not only is this someone whose view on foreign policy and military affairs is much more closely aligned with Donald Trump than General Mattis's was, and by some of the president's more interventionist advisors, but this is someone that understands politics. He understands the politics of D.C. and the politics of the Pentagon, which are not not always the same thing. He's someone that would have the respect of the men that are serving under him because he's literally a war hero. He's someone that has the media savvy necessary to head a federal agency because he's been a journalist. He's somebody that has a diverse body of experience. He's a warrior, a senator, been Secretary of the Navy, an attorney, a writer,
Reagan,
a producer.
And
the guy is amazing.
And he said he's the first guy, like we always said, He's the first guy that mentioned China as a threat. He was the guy. Remember during the debates, right. The Democratic debates? And he was the only guy we saw.
And you know what? So he has a track record of being right. If you look at the Middle East, the three worst decisions that we've seen over the course of the last 15 years have been the Iraq war, the war in Libya, and the Iran nuclear deal. On all three of those, Jim Webb was 100% right. There are very few people on the that have been on the public stage for the last 15 years that can say that. Usually, if you were against the Iraq war, you were for the Iran nuclear deal. Maybe, you know, if you were, or you're for all three of these things. Webb is 3 for 3. That's the kind of judgment that I want the president to have access to. And he knows the score. I mean, nothing against the current acting Secretary of Defense, but he's never served in the military. He won't have the same kind of respect that Jim Webb will.
Yeah, this guy, he was like a Boeing executive?
Yes, he was the head of Boeing, yes.
And
I don't think, I have no reason to suspect that he's doing anything wrong, but if you look at the increase in the number of contracts that Boeing has gotten, which was already substantial, but if you look at the increase over the last 2 years, it adds into the cynicism that members of the public have of the military-industrial complex. Jim Webb doesn't have any of those conflicts of interest.
Plus, he's got the personality where he doesn't care. I love that. He's going to go and do the right thing. Hey, thank you, Frank. Albert is here. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhame. Hi, Susie. How you doing on this Friday, girl?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, and you?
Very, very well. We're up and we're out. It's going to be very busy.
Yes.
I thought it would slow down after Christmas. Not so much.
No,
not so
you're
much.
Right.
But we're going to keep going. We're just going to keep going. And it's 6:21 right now. Susie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing this early in the morning, Suze?
Well, Joe, good morning. We've got some issues in Queens, an accident on the LIE Westman at Greenpoint Avenue. It's got the right lane out on the LIE Westman. You're packed from Woodhaven Boulevard. That's a solid 10-minute delay. And that tractor trailer accident on the Van Wyck North, but at Jewel Avenue, everything is now off onto the shoulder, but that's a 10-minute delay. Another 10-minute delay inbound George Upper Level 5 at the lower. The Lincoln is 5. The Holland is 5 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Good to go in New Jersey this morning. No issues on the Parkway or the Turnpike. Big problem in Putnam County. Be careful if you're in Putnam County, and actually the further north you go in the suburbs. Looks like we may have some black ice. We've got two separate accidents on the Taconic southbound near Bryant Pond Road. Just one lane is getting by. Some big delays with that. The New York State Thruway is fine, and a car fire on the island on the LIE Westman at Glen Cove Road. That has one lane out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. Attorney 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. On the radio, Stevie Ray, 624 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us, 877-970-2999. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler will join us, Republican representing the Hudson Valley in the New York State Assembly, Marine veteran of the Iraq War, and we'll be chatting about the Governor Cuomo pardoning illegal aliens. I mean, man, oh, man, you know, it seems like the right and the left. Or how about common sense? Common sense and then the way progressive socialists. That's where we are. You and I, we just, I don't want to go in. Both parties are ticking me off these days. You know, I don't understand who's going what. We're saying one. It's like you and I are right down the middle for all intents and purposes. You know, and I think America is right up center a little bit. Am I wrong or am I right? And then you got the progressive socialist. Well, let's pardon. Let anybody in. And I watch as I watch. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to get into too detail because then you sound like derogatory. You sound negative and you sound racist. But I'm looking at that floor. The House of Representatives, and I'm getting worried. Little by little, the country's being taken away, little by little, right in front of our faces, right under our noses. And you and I are trying to fight, trying to do the right thing, and everybody else is trying to take it down. But we ain't going down. I know you're not going down either. We're just still going to make sense of it all. 877-970-2999. I mean, you make much more sense than I do, so we appreciate when you call. Gordon Chang, we have immense respect for Mr. Chang. He is the analyst for all of China, all of North Korea, and he is the author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China, and we'll be chatting about China. I'm going to talk to Gordon Chang about China on the moon. Did that happen? You know, when we went up to the moon and the United States of America was on the moon, and then they had the audacity to say that that was fake, and they did it in a studio somewhere in Arizona, that made me crazy. I'm thinking, did the Chinese really land on the moon? Now I'm being negative because it's China. So, but we'll talk to Gordon Chang about that and the threat of China economically and in the military fashion as well. Steve Moore on the show. Look at this show, please, if you'd be so kind. This is the president's economic advisor, distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's great. He's got this new book, Trumponomics, inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. And we'll be talking about the stock market and the economic effect of this government shutdown with Mr. Moore. Jeffrey Lyons on the show is going to tell you what films, the Golden Globes, are coming up. And there's some great films out there. We'll see what Jeffrey has to say about that. Mr. Mike Gallagher graces these airwaves at 10:05 Eastern on AM 970, The Answer. Mike's going to give you a preview of what he's talking about. Vito Fasella and Mary Papaya will be on the show as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. It's 627. See, when I come on in the morning, I look at all the stories. And I want you just to embrace what we saw on the in the chambers yesterday. It should bother every American. It was a party feel, and it just wasn't right. I don't understand. Politics is a duty. It's a duty. The way John Kelly, former chief of staff for President Trump, why did you do that? Why did you go to work for Donald J. Trump as president? Duty was the only word that he said, and that was exactly what. That's what politics is. It's duty. This is fun. This is fun. Politics are fun. We're going to celebrate and take a selfie because you got elected down there. Yeah, I want to see dour faces. I want to see serious faces. I want to see dedicated faces. Let's fix these problems that we have in this country. Let's do this for the people, not a celebration. Because you know, then they're jockeying down there for different positions. Nancy Pelosi has to jockey. I'll tell you what, it's so crazy and so tough to get through Washington D.C. that swamp. That I have respect for Ms. Pelosi for pulling off her becoming Speaker of the House. That took a lot. Listen, all politics aside, by the way, you can't be more diametrically opposed in politics or politically with Nancy Pelosi, certainly than I am. But, however, I respect what she did because that is, but should someone who goes to Washington as a representative of the people have to jockey for a position? pass one gavel to the next gavel. It's like high school. You know, I never understood those. And it's great. If you're in civic clubs in school, God bless you. I never understood it. They were just, because it seems like you just, those people that get into those clubs, let's do a mock debate. Let's do the mock debate. You know, those whole debate, that whole thing. Those people go on to become what? Politicians. They do. Am I right or wrong? The guy in high school would really look at those people and go, why are those people in those clubs? Why are they in that club? What are they doing? Those folks go on to become politicians. And you know what? They don't experience, you know, the real life. And I'll tell you what, there's a handful that we love that we put on this program because they are indeed dedicated public servants. They come on the show. And I'll tell you what, it's a handful, isn't it? Because we know a lot of, I don't want to hear rhetoric. I don't want to hear, I'm with respect. Oh, I'm not going to call. How dare you be an elected official and not call every radio show? Like Frankie Five Boroughs always goes, Dick Cody, former governor, state senator in Jersey. He calls just to say hi. He would call, when he was governor in New Jersey, he would call every radio station just to be available. Now, I'm the governor. I can't call. Hey, you work for us. Don't ever forget that. And I wish that someone said that yesterday when I saw that celebratory, party down there that we're paying for. Oh, don't get me started. And if I'm too cynical, please call me, 877-970-2999. This is a very weird, weird story I wanted to touch on because a lot of the things that do come on, as I was saying, in the morning when we're on the radio, I have to break it down. And then if I see something on TV that I forget to mention, you know, it's like 10:01, right? And we go off the air, and then I forget to say something. I always, I should have mentioned that. So I want to say this so I don't say to myself, I'm so mad at myself. Like my mom always goes, I'm so mad at myself. If you forget to say something. This is a weird story. Decorated Navy SEAL facing charges of premeditated murder and numerous other offenses in connection with the fatal stabbing of a teenage Islamic State prisoner under his care in Iraq. This was in 2017. Along with the shooting of unarmed Iraqi civilian, Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher plans to plead not guilty to all charges Friday during an arraignment hearing at Naval Base San Diego. His attorney, Phil Stackhouse, had said the case stands out because of the seriousness of the allegations against an elite special warfare operator and the fact that the prosecution's case includes the accounts of fellow Navy SEALs. You know, isn't this war? Is this war? We're fighting the ISIS, and now that we're going to put this guy on trial, and again, I'm wrong. I don't know the facts. I'm going to go to Frankie, and we'll break it down. It's in charge of an ISIS team. I don't care that the kid was a teen. If he's in ISIS, and God forgive me, shouldn't the guy be like, just excused from Earth and taken out immediately? They're going to put a Navy SEAL on trial. Help me out here. For killing ISIS. Just help me out here. I'm very confused. 877-970-2999. Hey, Albert, you're quiet this morning, but we always appreciate you being with us. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Joe. I'm good.
Everything all right, buddy?
Yeah, everything's fine.
You sound way too happy, Al. This is making me very nervous.
Why? Have to be the angry young man? Do I always have to be screaming, carrying on?
No, darling. You could be nice one on a Friday. That'll last, what, till about after the news when you come back?
Keep it up. We'll see. Maybe another 30 seconds.
I keep poking the bear, bring him big out. Oh man, hey, it's Joe.
I get to not interrupt Frank. That's all.
What's that? What's that?
I get to not interrupt Frank.
That'll last for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we go to local news, and Kieran Lawler will join us. Frankie Fibros, I thought the governor said he wasn't in charge of any of the.
No, he's not. Subway. He's not, Joe. He's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? Happy Friday.
You're the worst. Cthulhu's the worst. Go ahead, give it a shout out. I got Frank. Go give it a shot.
Yeah, remember, he made a big deal about how he wanted control over the MTA because he wanted accountability. Apparently, he has control when he wanted. For months, actually close to a year, all we've been hearing about is this L-pocalypse. No L train service at all between Manhattan and Brooklyn. It was going to last 15 months. It was going to be a $492 million price tag.
Oof.
And now the governor says yesterday, oh, you know what? We're actually not going to do it. We're just going to keep regular weekday L-Train service. So it's very interesting. I'd like to know what data the governor claimed that he was basing this on, mm-hmm. that this can be done, that these improvements can be made without shutting down the train. I mean, it's a victory for the strap hangers, so I'm glad they won't see their commute disrupted as much as they were planning. But, you know, it's typical Cuomo shenanigans. It's all done behind the scenes in a back room.
Is he allowed to do it, Frankie? Is he? Well, I mean, does he have the authority to do it?
I mean, yes, because in spite of what he says, he controls the MTA. But this is a big gamble, on the part of the governor. And Nicole Gelinas in the New York Post today has a great column on this. But, this essentially throws away years of planning by the MTA, which said there was no alternative for years. They said there was no alternative. And the governor essentially does a Pontius Pilate and says, oh, well, maybe there is. So
what bothers me, though, is that they came up with this plan in just a couple of weeks and said, OK, this is what we're going to do. Well, as Frank said, you spent 3 years planning this whole thing. Now, all of a sudden, this plan just developed in 3 weeks?
For the last 2 years or 3 years, the MTA has been very clear, saying the tunnel suffered extensive damage during Hurricane Sandy, including to bench walls encasing power and communication cables. They have to be replaced to protect the structural integrity of those tubes. Now, get it all done without closing anything. Very curious to me.
And here's the worst part of it, is that people who were anticipating that this shutdown was going to happen for 15 months, there were people that live near that line that got out of their apartments, got out of their leases because they knew that this was coming. Now they're finding out it's not going to be shut down, you know, entirely. It'll be shut down at certain points. So now these people are out of their places, having to move somewhere else. This is a bad job by the governor.
877-970-2999. I know we got to go. I'm going to grab Mark real quick on the phone, and then we're going to go to Kieran Lawler. And Al's got the news. Mark, wanted to get you in. We appreciate you calling. What's on your mind this morning real quick?
Hi. Thanks a lot. Real quick. What happened was, when Trump came in, I was far from the beginning. What happened was he did something where he looked at the 7-Elevens not having Americans working. That was changed. And all of a sudden, all the 7-Elevens, all I saw African Americans up in Harlem working 7-Elevens. Now they put in this minimum wage thing, and the 7-Elevens shut down because they're conglomerates, and the person who decided that all of those 7-Elevens, he won't work the business anymore, and people lost jobs for the minimum wage.
Yeah, well, that's more a state. Mark, thank you. Thank you for your call, and we appreciate you listening. The minimum wage is a statewide situation, that we could talk to Kieran Lawler about that. But it's a good point you make, Mark. It's so true. The minimum wage goes up, and we all go, great, that's good. You should have minimum wage. But the businesses can't afford it. It's as simple as that. And people lose their jobs, especially in fast food and 7-Eleven. Thank you, Mark. Piscopo in the morning. Kieran Lawler will join us momentarily. Steve Moore is on the show. And Gordon Chang and Frankie Five Burrows. Right now, Al Gattulo standing by at 6:37 with the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD is issuing an alert for a prisoner who escaped police custody in Brooklyn. The man, 36-year-old Isaiah McGill, was being questioned by police about a robbery yesterday when he jumped out of a second-story window at the 60th Precinct. He was last seen running north on West 12th Street. He's a black male, about 6'1", 160 pounds, with black hair. He was last seen wearing red pants and a sweatshirt with GOAT and 23 on the back. Anyone with information is asked to call police. A former campaign supporter for Governor Murphy is filing a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey. Katie Brennan, once a campaign volunteer for Murphy, is filing a claim for emotional distress and other damages in connection to an alleged April 2017 sexual assault by Al Alvarez, the former chief of staff to the New Jersey Schools Development Authority. Brennan maintains that the governor-elect's transition team and then the governor's administration did nothing to help her after she was sexually assaulted by Alvarez, acting only after her allegations could have affected the governor directly. The claim accuses Murphy's transition office of acting unlawfully, negligently, and with reckless indifference by retaining Alvarez, despite her accusations. In sports, five former Jets are among 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ty Law, Kevin Mawai, Alan Faneca, Ed Reed, and Steve Atwater are all under consideration. Faneca, Reed, and Atwater spent just one season with Gangrene. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Good morning. Clear skies, 35 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George, 10 for the upper, 5 at the lower. The Lincoln is 5 to 10. Same at the Holland, 5 to 10 from either approach. Issues in Queens with an accident on the LIE Westman at Greenpoint Avenue. That blocks the right lane. And a tractor-trailer accident now off onto the shoulder on the Van Wyck North, but at Jewell Avenue, but you're backed up from Liberty Avenue. Good shape in New Jersey. No issues on the Parkway, the Turnpike, 78, Route 80. The New York State Thruway is fine. Some black ice in Putnam County along the Taconic South Bend near Bryant Pond Road. Two separate accidents. Just one lane is getting by, so some delays with that. Car fire on the LIE Westbound at Glen Cove Road has one lane blocked. Checking your forecast today, partly cloudy with a high of 47. Rain moves in tonight down to 43. Saturday, rainy and 45. Sunday, partly sunny and 45 as well. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Every year, a few stocks dominate all the others. I'm not talking about stocks that go up 50% or even 100%. In the last 10 years, the average stock of the year went up 2,265%. Identifying these massive winners can have a more dramatic effect on your portfolio than almost anything else you can do. That's why we're inviting you to our Emergency Summit, the 2019 Trade of the Year. It's free to attend. And one of the top stock pickers in the world, Dr. Mark Skousen, will be announcing his number one play for 2019. And he'll tell you about the three times your money performance guarantee. Join us at 2 p.m. Eastern on January 10th for this amazing opportunity. Log on now at the 2019tradeoftheyear.com to sign up for the free emergency summit. You must sign up now at the 2019tradeoftheyear.com. Once again, receive the number one pick of the year by registering for our free summit at the 2019tradeoftheyear.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Kevin Norman, director of public housing for Teamsters Local 237, about NYCHA. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to brand spanking new calendars. And right now, 2019 desk pad calendars are just $3.99.
So get your business ready for a big year at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid on SKU 279-6207. Ends 1/5/19.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Kieran Lawler will join us momentarily. I just quickly want to tell you, if you're planning an engagement party, a wedding, hey, a corporate event, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, please consider having it on a luxury private yacht, and that is Franz Touch of Class. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. It's our schmooze cruise. We go on, we take all the great folks kind enough to advertise on the show. They are family. Once you come on the old Piscopo show, or you go on WMCA or AM 970, you're like family. And then we go on Franz Touch of Class, forget about it. Fran can accommodate 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. And if a private yacht's not in your budget, by the way, how about a private deck charter? Just saying. Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. Captain Fred is there. We went on the Atlantis. Beautiful. Goes around Manhattan. You see the Brooklyn Bridge, the Statue of Liberty there. Come on. And me and Al and Frank are out there with Debbie. And Arthur Idala comes and makes the sign of the cross in front of the Statue of Liberty. Hey, as it should be, right? Visit FransTouchAClass.com. You're going to love to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call. Find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the delicious cuisine. Give you details of all the services provided. We love Franz Touch of Class. You will too. Add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or FranzTouchOfClass.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Assemblyman Kieran Lawler is a representative, a Republican, representing Hudson Valley in New York State. He is a Marine veteran of the Iraq War. Assemblyman, welcome back to the show. Thank you for your service, as always. Kieran, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Great to be with you.
You know, listen, man, you're one of the great public servants that we talk about. We appreciate the work that you're doing, and we appreciate your dedication in the United States Marines. What did Governor Cuomo do? Who did he pardon this week, and what happened there, Kieran?
You know, there were about 30 illegal immigrants charged with various crimes, some very serious crimes, that were set to be deported. Because if you're in the country illegally and you commit a crime, the federal government deports you. So Governor Cuomo, to prevent these illegal immigrants who have been convicted of crimes from being deported, he pardoned them. And we already have a policy in many parts of New York State where we don't coordinate with the federal government on detainer requests for illegal immigrants in local jails. So 30 people who are in this country illegally because of the act of Governor Cuomo are not going to be deported. They're free to commit other crimes. The rule of law in our state is undermined a little bit. Yeah. And there was a very brave woman on television this week and out in the news, the mother of a young man who was killed by an illegal immigrant, saying, hey, Governor Cuomo is pandering for votes. And I agree with this, what's called an angel mom, Maureen Maloney.
Yeah. Did this include violent criminals as well, Assemblyman?
It could include, yes, it could. Domestic abusers, for example, you know, which mm-hmm. is kind of an irony. Everyone, right and left, agrees that domestic violence is a scourge in our society.
Yeah, yeah.
But those kind of criminals, yeah, they're protected from deportation when our governor does things like this. We also have money, you know, in our budget. Everybody is complaining about the tax rate in New York State, and rightly so. A million or so people have left since Governor Cuomo became governor. But we have about $10 million in our budget every year to provide legal representation for people in the country illegally to help them fight off deportation. So we're, as taxpayers, we're paying the federal government to deport criminal illegal aliens, and as New York State taxpayers, we're paying the other end to pay for their lawyers to fight off a deportation.
It's like in Jersey too, man. We got a couple $1 million for legal defense. I wish I could get some of that. I mean, oh my gosh. So you're telling me the people that that Governor Cuomo pardoned, they cannot be deported now. They're untouchable at this point.
That's correct, because it's as if, you know, legally it's as if they have not committed a crime because of the pardon. And there is a huge political element to this illegal immigration issue, not just the wall, but an electoral element, because not only do people on the left want amnesty for those in the country illegally so that at some point they could become registered voters and they're very likely to become Democrat voters, but it already impacts our election. You know, when we do the census and shape our congressional districts and our assembly districts and our state senate districts, we count everybody. So if you're in the country illegally, you're counted as a person. And there are congressional districts in New York City, for example, where a majority of the people are non-citizens. Many of them are in the country illegally, and they have, in almost every case, a liberal Democrat member of the House. So there are more liberal Democrats in the House of Representatives now, even before amnesty, because of illegal immigration, because it swells the population in places, urban, typically, where you typically get Democrats elected. So it's already impacting who represents us in Washington and who represents us in Albany.
Kieran, you know, I know this is more of a New York City issue, but what did you think of Governor Cuomo's decision to stop the shutdown of the L train, sir?
Well, I know a lot of commuters in Brooklyn are very happy. I think it's a little risky. It's something what they're proposing to do, how they're proposing to do that has never been done before. But, you know, I think if you can save New Yorkers some commuter hell, I think we should try to do that.
Yeah, and what do you think, Assemblyman, before we let you go, always appreciate your fine work there in the Assemblyman up there in Albany, but Mark from Harlem just called, you know, and he goes, now, at $15 an hour, you know, in Jersey, $15, everyone's $15 an hour. You know, as a laborer, I think we all did labor jobs. I was a garbage man, you know. Hey, man, I would have loved $15 an hour, but that will put some businesses out of business, and Mark from Harlem just called, said a lot of the 7-Elevens are closing because they cannot afford that. Is this what you're hearing, Kieran?
I've been hearing that even in anticipation of these annual minimum wage hikes. Definitely, not only is it putting businesses out of business, some of the businesses that can survive, they're moving on to technology, they're using kiosks more, and people are actually losing jobs. And it gets back to the old President Ronald Reagan saying that the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You know, do-gooders thought they were helping people at the lower end of the economic scale, and instead of having a low wage, they now have no wage in many cases.
Yeah, we'll let you go, Kieran, but how's the new legislative season looking up there in Albany?
We start up next week. It's going to be interesting. The Democrats now control everything, so it's going to be a fight.
Oh, listen, keep fighting, Assemblyman. We always appreciate it. Thanks for your service, Kieran, and always great to have you on the show, my friend.
Will do. Anytime.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, Republican representing the Hudson Valley in the New York State Assembly and in the minority up there, and a Marine veteran of the Iraq War. Piscopo in the morning at 6:49 right now, 877-970-2999. Steve Moore's on the show this morning. I'm already getting friends tweeting questions for Mr. Moore. We'll get on that. Gordon Chang as well. And Susie Cerrone looking out for you on the roads at 6:49. Good morning, Susie. How are we looking thus far this morning?
Well, Joe, good morning. Some better news in Westchester. It happened yet again. Another bridge hit on the Hutch north end of Maranick Road. This one is already gone, though, so good news there. But a problem in Putnam County. Apparently, it's pretty icy, so be careful. It's two separate accidents on the Taconic southbound near Bryant Pond Road. About a one-mile delay, very slow going through the area. At least we're in good shape on the New York State Thruway. No incidents on the Tappan Zee Bridge. Quiet now on Long Island. And in Brooklyn, an accident cleared off the BQE northbound near Atlantic Avenue. And still on the BQE northbound by the Williamsburg Bridge, still has the right lane out. Delays on the Van Wyck northbound up to Jewell Avenue with a tractor-trailer accident that's off onto the shoulder. Alternate side is in effect. The inbound George, 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 15 to 20. The Holland about 15 from either approach. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
This is Michael Medved from michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. During the holiday season, an astonishing legacy inspired Seattle. A single, childless social worker named Alan Naiman died of cancer at 63. He had become known to his friends for unabashed thriftiness that veered into the comical, holding together his battered shoes with duct tape. But when he died, he left $11 million to children's charities that help the poor, disabled, and abandoned. He scrimped, saved, and invested while working three jobs so he could help kids he never met. Because he left everything to charity, government imposed no death tax on his wealth. But had he directed it to relatives or even designated strangers, the state of Washington would have imposed its crushing estate tax. This case demonstrates why government should keep hands off honestly earned, previously taxed life savings while honoring wishes of the deceased on their designated distribution. I'm Michael Medved.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today. It will be a little milder this afternoon with a high of 49 and clouding up tonight. Some rain after midnight, low about 40. For tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain. It'll become breezy, high 46. And on Sunday, more sun than clouds and becoming windy, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6:53. How are you this morning? What are you looking at? Jersey Joe with Frankie and Al and Susie for Debbie. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn? See, this weekend, you want the restaurant to go to, boom, Avenue R and Nostrand in the borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. One of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. Fred is out there, and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. Yeah, I tell you, you're going to get some incredible cuisine. The ambiance is great. Fred's going to be there, by the way. I love when you go in. You're going to see Fred. Talk to Fred. Talk to Johnny. Enzo will greet you with the maitre d' with the boat. He has a different bow tie every time. Enzo, I don't know where he gets his bow ties. Always looking sharp as sharp can be. Michael's of Brooklyn, right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I tell you about the sauce, too, what I did last night. See, I don't like to have carbohydrates too late, like a pasta, because then it bloats me, and it makes kind of, this is me, and I don't want to carry that with me all night, and then boom, before you know it, that's how you gain weight. So sometimes I'll have a lower carbohydrate, like rice has a simpler carbohydrate. But please, we'll talk. I could talk to you hours about this, and I won't, but what I do is, on the rice, I put the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. When I don't make my own sauce, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce is the sauce I go to. The Arrabbiata Puttanesca, home-style gravy, all authentic, amazing. The absolute best around. You have got to try Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. When you're at the supermarket, you look on the shelf. Take home, please. Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. You got to try it. Michael's of Brooklyn, the restaurant on Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn sauce right on your supermarket shelf. Serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Remember Wolfman Jack Abbott? The Wolfman. Oh!
Of course I remember the Wolfman.
Wolfman Jack, man, he was the best.
66 WNBC.
He was at NBC.
Sure, I was a syndicated show.
I remember Wolfman Jack. Originally, I've told you this before, there was a Mexican station, and it was a 100,000-watt AM station, which is illegal in the United States. You only can go to 50,000, but in Mexico, who cares? You know, and they put 100,000, and we would listen to Wolfman on that Mexican. Remember that? It was in Mexico. Frankie, are you hip to that?
Absolutely.
Wild broadcast history. You're good. Don't tell me you know.
Z-Rock 80, right?
God, you are good. Something like that. I don't know. It was like a rogue station, like a pirate station virtually that came into America, and it was the Wolfman, baby.
It was XERB.
Right. Okay. Gotta remember that. We used to study that in school. Hey, Gordon Chang will come up next hour. So anxious and so appreciate Mr. Chang joining us on the show. Steve Moore as well, Donald Trump's economic advisor and a distinguished visiting fellow. By the way, Steve Moore's book, Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. I'm getting my buddy Robert Wolf, who comes on the show. Robert, we love you, man. He's already tweeting me questions to ask Steve Moore. See? So we'd like to open it up to everybody. Is that great, Frankie, to say it here?
Great. Absolutely.
Please ask Mr. Moore this question. Well, listen, I appreciate you, Frankie, producing this extravaganza and bringing us Gordon Chang, bringing us Steve Moore, bringing us Jeffrey Lyons, bringing us Mike Gallagher, Vito Fasella, Mary Papayo as well. The NFL playoffs this weekend, Al, is that coming up?
That's correct. That's
all
correct.
Right. No one cares. Okay, so anyway. Yeah,
well, our team's earning it, so, you know.
Yeah, no, what are you going to do? Very interesting call from Mark in Harlem about the $15 an hour. You know, when I was a garbage man, and then we used to get, they used to pay us pretty good when I was hauling garbage. On the slop route, I always told you. We'd pick up all the restaurant garbage, and we made pretty good money. Now you tell, but to dictate a business, $15 an hour, you're going to push it. And you, as much as you want to pay your employees that, if you can't, I think it's going to lose jobs more than help people, Frankie Fiveboroughs. According to Mark, you can hear in his voice, everything's closing now because of that rise in minimum wage, huh?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I mean, you see more and more businesses moving towards automation. I mean, this is at a time when it's not as if all their other costs are going down. They're facing, especially in New York City, rising rent costs for businesses that own their own buildings. They're facing rising property tax increases. They're being nickel and dimed to death by the health department and other local regulations. So this can really hurt. I mean, a mid-sized business, this can hurt tremendously. Now, I'm an advocate for minimum wage, It's you take the good with the bad. It's not a win across the board. That's for sure.
Frankie Fiveboroughs, a shout out to Commissioner O'Neill. He says he tweeted out, thanks to New York's Strongest for the partnership during and after all of our great city's various parades and other large-scale events all throughout the new year. Commissioner O'Neill giving the New York City Sanitation Department a shout-out. How great is that, man? Former garbage man, sanitation engineers, we got to stick together. I'm just saying. Jersey Joe on the radio. Gordon Chang coming up. Don't go away. Happy Friday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
35 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A pedestrian is in critical condition after being hit by a car in Manhattan. Happened about 2 this morning on East 19th Street and 3rd Avenue in Kips Bay. Driver fled the scene. Police say they're looking for a black Nissan Sentra with front-end damage. And there's a heavy police presence in a Brooklyn residential area after a report of shots fired. Someone fired a weapon around 4:30 this morning on Maple Street. In Prospect Lefferts Gardens, no one was hurt, but dozens of people escorted out of a building in the 200 block near Nostrand Avenue. Police looking for the shooter on the ground and from the air, while detectives comb the streets for shell casings. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.